on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, so I thought I would start the show talking some Oklahoma State stuff. Oh, yeah, listen, Mike Gundy. I'll get into Gundy here in a second. But first, we've got to mention that Eddie Sutton, congratulations to Coach Sutton and the Sutton family, finally getting that call for the Naismith Hall of Fame. 806 career wins, 368 of those coming at Oklahoma State, where he had a winning percentage of over 70%. So it was long overdue. And then, of course, congratulations to Kim Mulkey, Baylor women's basketball coach, who is also getting that call to the Hall of Fame. And, in fact, she's going to be our guest in just a few minutes. We're going to catch up with her. All right, so let's get to Mike Gundy. Look, this is how I'm going to take this. Listen, these are odd times. Odd times. And Gundy on Tuesday was speaking to more than a dozen reporters on a teleconference. He went on a 20-minute monologue. And listen, he wants to get started on May 1st. That's his full intention. And he said, quote, "It might get backed up 2 weeks. I don't know. I can't make the call. But if it does, we'll start with the employees of this company, the ones that come in this building, and then we'll bring the players in. And slowly but surely, we'll test them all in," end quote. And listen, he understands he's not being dangerous. He doesn't want to put players or other people at risk. And, you know, the whole comment about, you know, pumping money back into Oklahoma. Look, we got to get our economy jump started. So I'm not going to beat people up who want to be positive, want to be thinking, looking forward. They're sensitive times. Sometimes you say things, they don't come out the right way. Sometimes you absolutely do, and maybe people don't see eye to eye with it. But listen, I'm not gonna bang on Mike Gundy for those comments. He's being optimistic. You know, his timeline is a little off. you know, athletic director Mike Holder. You know, he even said that. You know, May 1 seems a little ambitious. So they had to kind of come up and clean things up after Gundy. But look, let's be positive. Let's think positive thoughts, and maybe good things will work out. So yeah, I'm not gonna beat him up. But all right. So anyway, that's what we have going on with Gundy. As I mentioned, Kim Mulkey will be on the show. We'll talk to her about, I don't know how many Hall of Fames she's been elected into, but this is the granddaddy of them all. And so we're trying to get her on the line. And then later on in the show, we'll also talk with John Walters. He's the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. I was really impressed. I'm impressed with all the coaches, but what he was doing, Matt Campbell with the Cyclones and what he's doing, the leadership there, outstanding. So that's coming up later on the show. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom-branded suits and blazers representing your college, your business, whatever your passion. RevealSuits.com. Check them out for all your luxury apparel needs. They can customize any lining of your personalized suit up to 35 different measurements. Check them out at RevealSuits.com. Turn your suit into a statement where passion meets fashion. All right, great stuff coming up. I'm glad you're with me. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is Big 12 This Week. If you can't hear the show live, download it each week as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, Big12Sports.com. Wherever you download your podcast, search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Well, it was an exciting week for coaches in the Big 12. former Oklahoma State men's basketball coach Eddie Sutton, selected for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, and so was my next guest. Joining me on Big 12 this week, Kim Mulkey, the head coach for the Baylor women's basketball team. Coach Mulkey, I just watched the video of people driving by your house, honking their horns, hanging out windows, waving, shaking posters at you, congratulating you on your induction into the Naismith Hall of Fame. I was getting choked up. You did a great job of keeping it together.
Well, I wasn't very good at keeping it together. I was caught off guard. I had just finished a press conference on Zoom in my office, and I was eating a bit of lunch afterwards, and my assistant was eating lunch with me. She came, set up the Zoom, and I realized, where is everybody? My mom is not in the house. She came to stay with me. The housekeeper's not here. My children are gone. And then my assistant said, I don't know. And then a few minutes later, she said that my daughter just called her and said, tell mom to come outside. Cannon, the grandson, would like to see me. So I hopped up and went out there and saw all that and just caught off guard. I couldn't quit crying and thanking everybody, and it just kept going and going and going and going and going. It was like 15 minutes long, and then my neighbors were coming out of their house and videoing it, and it was very touching. And it's so typical of Baylor fans. They appreciate our program. They appreciate me, and we in return really love and appreciate them.
It's outstanding. The great Billie Jean King also pointed out on Twitter, for those who don't know this, this is a fascinating fact. You're the only person to win an NCAA championship as a player, assistant coach, and a head coach. How different does it feel each time you win as a player, a coach, and then the head coach?
You know, someone sent me that Billie Jean King put out on Twitter, and I'm most humbled by her acknowledging me. I don't have social media, so I didn't get to see it. If you want me to see something on social media, my coaches and friends know you have to send it to me. And first of all, to get that from her, someone who has fought long and hard for women's rights and Title IX, it means a great deal. I just coach. I just played when I was a player with some of the greatest and played for some of the greatest coaches. And I guess I don't really think about it much until somebody like a Billie Jean King or somebody says, do you realize what I just wrote or what it's just unheard of? And no, I guess I don't. I guess I'm just not anything but somebody who's been very blessed. And maybe one day in the rocking chair, I'll reflect on all of that.
We're talking with Kim Mulkey, coach of the Baylor Bears, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline here on Big 12 this week. You had said that the memories of all those players came flooding back when you got the call from the Naismith Hall of Fame. And you said you absolutely think of every kid that's played for you, and it's not just the kids who are All-Americans. That was your quote. And Coach, it would be unfair for me to have you single out a team or a specific player, but I was wondering if you could share a memory of a player or an example of someone, and you don't have to name them if you don't want to, but a trait or an example that you can recall where you could point out and say, boy, if a coach had a player like that on every team, or two players like that, or five on the team, I mean, that's the type of player you need, the type of person you need. What would that person look like?
You know, I could name a lot of them, and I hesitate to name any, but I am going to name one, and she's deceased and no longer with us. Her name is Shamika Scott. Shamika Scott was on the 2005 National Championship team. Her freshman year, we had no product to sell, and so we sold Kim Mulkey, and she took a chance and came and played for us. And her first 2 years, she really never got off the bench. She was a role player that only got in the games when we were way ahead or way behind. And I'll never forget, she would come every day into an assistant coach's office and go, what do I need to do to get better, to get on the floor, to contribute? And she never, ever gave up her hope of being on that floor contributing. In her junior year, she was a defensive specialist for us. She would hit long shots, and she was on that national championship team and started before she left Baylor. And I just think of her at 33 years of age no longer with us. She lost her battle to cancer, and those are the kind of kids that win championships for you. They don't quit on you. They don't transfer. They don't want things right now. They understand the process, and I won't ever forget Shamika. And I've coached many like that, but just because she's no longer with us, I think it's only appropriate to talk about her.
Wow, that's great. That's a great story. Yeah, she set a great example. No doubt about that. You didn't even want to get into coaching. What did you want to do with your degree from Louisiana Tech? Isn't it funny how things kind of work out? But yeah, this wasn't on your radar, was it?
No, I was not going to be a coach. I was my degree is in business administration. I was working on my MBA at the time that I was approached by then President F.J. Taylor to get into coaching. I'd received a postgraduate scholarship from the NCAA, and he sent the campus police to my classroom and asked me to come see him when class was over. And I went up there, and he wanted me to get into coaching. He was going to give Leon Barmore the head coaching job because Sonja Hogue was retiring. And I just said, no, I don't want to do that. I'm done. And he talked me into doing it, and look what I'm doing 35 years later. And bless his dead soul, I give him credit because he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Wait a minute. He sent the campus police after you?
He actually did. I can tell you the class I was sitting in, the teacher that was in the class initially, you think bad things.
Right,
you
know, yeah.
Initially, you think there's something bad happened to your family. And all they told me was when I stepped out of the classroom was to go see Dr. Taylor on the 16th floor of Wiley Tower when I was done, and that it was not bad news. And I did. And he just wanted me to give it a shot. And I'm still doing it. So he's the man that got me started. And then certainly Coach Barmore, you know, wanting me on his staff was instrumental as well.
That's outstanding. Wow. Hey, let me take a break. I hope you can stay through the break with us. I got more questions for you. We could probably eat up the whole hour. I won't do that to you, but if you could stick around for a moment, we'll come back and continue our conversation with Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or LDirectors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. as if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And we continue our conversation with Baylor head women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey. Coach, I think you've lost a total of 180 games in your life. This is from being a high school, I saw this on the website, from being a high school player up until now, and 1,300 wins. And I ask this in a serious manner, but are you a sore loser?
I don't know.
Yes, I laugh.
Sore would be the word. I just don't like to lose. And I think, you're born competitive. And some people can handle it probably better than others. I tend to get motivated by it. I don't, sulk and pout. I just, stay motivated by losing. I make sure that if I do get beat, I want to make sure I get beat by somebody that played very good and played better than we did, and I didn't just give it away.
Yeah, and I mean, I was being serious about that because I was thinking about, we have all these memes and all this stuff about, failure and setbacks are ingredients for a great success story, but you haven't had a lot of failures, and so I was wondering how you balanced that out when you've had so much success when you don't have that, of how you use that as motivation. It was just pretty interesting, though. Did you find at least...
Well, I think if you lose one game or if you lose 200 games, losing is losing, and it's just not any fun. And it doesn't take a whole lot of losses to make you realize that that's not who you want to be a part of, and you try your best not to ever be around losers or ever be in a losing situation.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about this year's team. And if you want to spend a couple minutes talking about the players and highlighting what they've done, you had a great season. But I wanted to know how they're kind of handling this shutdown, because you were getting ready to take a trip to Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament. And then all of a sudden that's called off. The season's called off. Everything is done. How is the team emotionally? How are you emotionally now after about a month or so?
Well, we've been communicating by texting and telephone. It's kind of hard to gauge their emotion level, except for that split second or a few moments we got getting off the plane after we were told to Big 12 tournament was canceled. I have not seen the players since March the 12th. And so I'm sure they're like I am. They're busy. They're busy with their schoolwork, but yet at times they're probably bored because they're creatures of habit, just like coaches are. You have routines, and their routine has been disrupted and or interrupted, I should say. And, you know, I try to stay in touch with them by texting them and calling them, but there's not much to communicate about right now because they're learning just like I am through media and the world on what's going on. And it's hard to, I guess, comfort them when we're all learning at the same time about something that we've never, ever thought would ever happen and don't know how to react, really.
Yeah, I know. It's new for all of us. Talk a little bit about your team and the players. A lot of postseason accolades for a number of women on your team.
Well, we'll start with the seniors. Lauren Cox was an All-American again this year, Big 12 Player of the Year. She's won four Big 12 championships, national championships. She'll be one of the top picks in the draft. She's just a spectacular player and will go down in the history of Baylor as one of the greatest ever. Juicy Landrum had a tremendous senior year. She was on the national championship team, obviously, last year. Three-point shooter, unbelievable range. Just hoping that she gets a chance in the WNBA with a team that will value what she brings to the table. And Taya Cooper was a point guard transfer from South Carolina. Came because she wanted to play point guard and wasn't going to get that opportunity at South Carolina. And she just really brought so much to the table for us. She was newcomer of the year in our league this year, three-point shooter. Just really stepped right in for only the year I had her and fit right in, and she'll be drafted as well. Erin DeGrate's a transfer, local young lady that grew up here, brought size to us, 6'5", post player, left-handed kid who was just a joy to be around, wanted to come back home and be a part of a championship team. And then, gosh, starting with all the juniors, D.D. Richards, Defensive Player of the Year on the national level, won both defensive big awards by the BCA and Naismith. She is just kind of has her own little cult following, I call it, because she has the two little ponytails on top of her head. And she just is one of those players that brings life to the party and life to the court. Will be a big leader for us next year. Trinity Oliver is a role player for us who has waited her turn and will now get a shot on the perimeter with the departure of Juicy and Cooper. And she can be a player for us that can really, really help us. She's just a good body, you know, got strength. Moon Urson. Moon is a perimeter player that's just, she looks like one little muscle. She just, from head to toe, is as strong as any player I've ever coached in the weight room, fast as lightning. We'll count on her for three-point shooting and defensive things, quick. Moving right along, the sophomore class, we've got Queen Egbo, who was sixth player of the year in our conference, who stepped in when Nalissa Smith was injured this year. Queen is an athlete. If you just drew up what an athlete would look like at 6'2", could leap out of the gym, run the floor. Her basketball skills are just getting better, and I just look for her to step right in now that we've lost Lauren Cox and Erin DeGrave post. Nalissa Smith, all-conference player, MVP, and so many tournaments in her 2 years that we've had her. Offensive rebounder. 6'2" post player, but I don't like to call her a post. I think she's a stretch four type of player who can face up and take you off the dribble, shoot the perimeter shot, but gets big rebounds for you. She's really, it's her time to, you know, take over and be that All-American player that we're losing in Cox. Caitlin Bickle is finally getting healthy. She came to us with a knee injury her freshman year. She can shoot the three ball as a four player. She's strong. She doesn't have the height inside, but she will just bang with the best of them and just has a basketball IQ that makes her really special. Jordan Oliver was our only freshman last year. She had to play point guard a lot. She's really a two-player, more of a scorer, got good size, just one of those young ladies that is very enjoyable to coach. And it's going to be real interesting to see how much better she gets from her freshman to her sophomore year. And I don't think I've missed anybody. If I have, I feel terrible, but that should be 11 players.
That's pretty good. That's impressive off the top of your head. I'm impressed. I'm absolutely impressed. Coach Kim Mulkey joining us from the Baylor women's basketball team here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. What do you think of the hiring of Vic Schaefer at Texas?
Oh, I think Vic's a great hire for Texas. I think he's a good coach, and he's very competitive. I think it was kind of interesting that they fired somebody on a Friday and hired somebody on a Sunday, which makes you kind of like, oh, that might have been a done deal long before the firing. But I don't like to hear of anybody getting fired. It's unfortunately a part of our profession. But as far as Vic is concerned, what little I've read about it in the newspaper is that he wanted to come back and be in the state of Texas, which is his home area.
About a year ago, almost to the day, I think it was at the Final Four, you said that when you were talking about coaches that you'd say we would all be best friends if we weren't coaching against each other, and that some of us would even be married. Do you see yourself at any point when you are sitting in that rocking chair, as you mentioned, of maybe having a drink or having a cocktail with any of them?
Well, I wouldn't sit and have a cocktail with any of them because I don't drink.
Okay.
I might have a Coke or I might have a sweet iced tea with them, or I might be their bartender or their designated driver. But anyway, I would imagine when I get in my rocking chair, I will occasionally watch games on TV and spend the majority of my time at the beach with my grandchildren and just probably getting away from the game itself. There's so much stress involved in recruiting and staying at an elite level that sometimes you just think, I don't want to turn a TV on. I don't want to watch a ball game. And who knows? I hope that when I do retire that I won't miss the game and that I'll go on and do other things in my life that I haven't been able to do.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, Coach Kim Mulkey, I appreciate it. This almost didn't happen. You were doing some yard work.
How about that, man? I took time out of my most enjoyable hobby, and that is yard work. And today you messed me up and took me away from spreading fertilizer. So I am doing it by hand. It's called cow compost. I'm a country girl, and I needed to do that, and I'm going to do that when I hang this phone up.
You went from cow manure to another type of manure with this show. You just changed your manure.
Well, now you said that. I didn't. I didn't say your show was manure. I just said I'm in the yard slinging cow manure everywhere.
I know. Well, you cultivated this show for us. I'll tell you, these last couple of segments have been great. Coach Mulkey, it was such a pleasure. Congratulations. And when we get back to playing sports again, I'd love to have you back on the show and kind of preview the upcoming season. How does that sound?
I would love to do it, and let's hope that our country gets back on track, our world gets back on track, and this is just a little, I'd just like to say, a big obstacle in the road for a lot of families and a lot of people. And let's continue to pray for them. Let's find cures for what's going on, because I do believe this. We live in the greatest country, and if anybody can survive it and come back and rebound strong, it will be those of us who live here.
Well said. Coach Kim Mulkey on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Thank you again. We'll be back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy!
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new social distancing necessity. But still, drink it responsibly. Look, I know you're staying at home, you're not going anywhere, but still, drink it responsibly. Making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. We got to go with Lauren Cox of Baylor, Big 12 Player of the Year. A Naismith Trophy finalist, 1,570 career points. She was just 18 rebounds away from 1,000. She would have hit that and most likely had done it in Kansas City. Cox is now just the fourth Lady Bear in program history to earn four All-America honors in one season, joining Brittany Griner, Odyssey Sims, and Nina Davis.
Now Cooper pulls back, now gives it to Lauren Cox, right elbow. She takes it all the way in, and too strong. Nope, wasn't too strong. Caught the rim and went in, and she's fouled. An and one opportunity for Lauren Cox. There's a steal by Lauren Cox. She's going to go all the way to this one and gets the layup. So nice move playing out of Peyton Williams, who's way beyond the arc. And you don't see very many 6'4 post people stealing the ball and then taking it all the way for a layup.
Jones wanting to drive into the paint, and Richards, now she's down low, and the shot blocked by Lauren Cox. Cox came over to help Dee Dee Richards
1 second
and blocked it out.
Lob pass down low to Lauren Cox, Dee Dee Richards, and Cox with an easy basket.
Lauren Cox making it look natural. Natty Light Seltzer and the Big 12 Conference. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach-flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches-flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. You can hear the Big 12 This Week on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM, channel 375. John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, is joining us now. John, thanks so much for your time. Head coach Matt Campbell was on a teleconference earlier this week, and the bits and pieces that I was able to pick up on this, and I'm hoping maybe you can kind of fill us in, but during a time like this, you really see a head coach and their role as a leader. And he's talked about trying to find ways of keeping people accountable and keeping an eye on his players and these kids in a positive routine, not just from the X's and O's, but academics, nutrition, strength and conditioning. It seems like he's got his stuff together.
Well, he definitely has his stuff together. And you know, there aren't a lot of real comforting things that are happening right now with everything that's going on in society. This is one where, as an Iowa State fan, you can take a small amount of comfort. And obviously athletics is such a minute part of the big picture of what we're dealing with right now in our world. But, you know, if you're looking for a little solace, the fact that you have Jamie Pollard in his position, athletics director at Iowa State, and the great steps he's already taken, reducing salaries across the board at Iowa State. Everybody was on board with that. We all want to do our part. And then Matt Campbell basically saying, you know what, we're going to lay out a plan here for our guys. You know, Matt is very organized, and I'm sure that his entire routine has been turned upside down. But when he is absolutely at his best as a leader is when adversity hits, and then he's thrown a curveball that nobody saw coming, and his ability to adapt to that. And I would put Jamie in that same category. And I think both those guys have shown a tremendous amount of leadership under these circumstances. I'm sure those players have a real sense of direction about them as they're at home, about what they can be doing to keep themselves in shape, eat right, sleep right, all the things that they'd be monitoring if those guys were on campus and going through the end of spring practice. And it's a difficult time. It's a difficult challenge for everybody. It's so different than anything anybody has ever dealt with. And so you're navigating completely uncharted waters. But I think with a guy like Matt, who emphasized in that teleconference that, you know, he played football at Mount Union. He started his career at Pitt, played there for a year, just didn't like the environment, just wanted something more pure football, and decided to transfer out and go down to a smaller level and play at Mountain Union, a national power under Coach Larry Karras, just incredible program. He just thought the culture was so good there, and he was excited to be a part of that. He was a tremendous player at Mountain Union, and then coached at Mount Union under Coach Karras, and that's how he got started. But, you know, he said when he was at Mount Union, they didn't have spring practice, and the guys kept themselves in shape over the summer, and then they came back and reported, and they were ready to go. And, you know, he's kind of counting on that experience that he had to help guide these players that aren't used to this situation through that choppy waters that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to bring up, that that is certainly an advantage for him, having to navigate through that as a player and a coach, and to be able to pass that along. You know, the other thing, too, that I was thinking about, John, is you were kind of describing Coach Campbell here is, you know, we're focused on ourselves and our immediate families and then, you know, family members that are, you know, out that we can't get to. But then you think about a coach or an athletic director where you're overseeing hundreds of student athletes, and these athletes are kind of looking to you as a father role and a figure. And that's the amount of pressure that coaches, not just Coach Campbell, but coaches across the country, what they have to deal with, it's just amazing.
It really is. And I think especially in football, you know, every sport's affected by this. You know, every coach is dealing with this, trying to communicate with their athletes. But in football, you know, Coach Campbell has 135 players to communicate with. And then he's got a huge staff. And there's so many people involved in football. And he is in charge of all of that. And I think what he's very sensitive to is the part about football being just a small part of this equation. You know, lives are at risk here. People's livelihoods are at risks, and the football family, I think Matt is looking at it right now as kind of a support system for the you know, the real families of these players, because many of them, you know, probably have parents who have lost their jobs or are going through a very trying time. And so trying to be cognizant of that and be aware of that and help any way that they can to help those young guys to get through this And I think he expressed a lot of gratitude and pride for some of the guys that have gone back home and gone to work to help support their family, doing things to just try to chip in and do something positive. And that has always been the nature of his program. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a devastating tornado in Marshalltown, Iowa, which is not far from Ames, maybe about a 30-minute drive. And just ripped the town apart. And the next day, Matt, without prompting, just got the whole team together and they drove over there and they helped clean up and they just did whatever they could to chip in. And David Montgomery's out there, you know, and Hakeem Butler and all these guys that are now in the NFL are out there chipping in any way they can to help clean up the mess. And that's just kind of the way that he approaches things. He understands that there is a civic responsibility that comes with representing Iowa State football, and he takes that very seriously. And they log a lot of volunteer hours, and then you see something like this where kids actually have to go home in an emergency situation, try to help out their families and try to figure out what's going to happen with their football careers and their academics. There's so many variables going on right now, and to be able to juggle it all is really asking a lot of a 19 or 20 year old kid. And so I think any guidance Matt can give is probably welcomed, and he's more than willing to be that guy to try to help in that regard.
John Walters is the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, and he joins us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And one of the other things that Coach Campbell is most proud of, too, is he was talking about the older players reaching out to the younger players during this time, too, and kind of being a big brother.
Yeah, that's another big emphasis in his program always, under any circumstances. He wants a player-driven program, as he calls it. And you know, he didn't feel like he had that when he first arrived in Ames. It took a couple of years to kind of establish that, where the older players were helping the younger players through on the field stuff. But now we're talking about off the field stuff. And absolutely, there is that culture within the program where the veteran guys are going to take the young guys under their wing and try to help them along. And I don't think that's ever more valuable than in a situation like this right now. You know, the feeling of isolation that I think a lot of people have right now with everything that's going on, it's easy to get down. It's easy to be upset. You know, I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, they're very uncertain about what's going to happen with them going forward. You know, are we going to have a football season in the fall? What's going to happen to my career? What's going to happen to my education? And, man, that's a lot of stress on a young person. And so having some brothers with you that are willing to reach out and say, hey, man, it's going to be okay, and kind of encourage each other, I think goes an awfully long way. And so, you know, they call football teams families. I think it can get cliche, but I think there's a lot of truth to that, because you spend so much time with these guys that it really does literally become a second family. And so times like this, you lean on family. And I think for those players involved, they're leaning on their own families, but they're certainly leaning on the Iowa State football family as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I'm trying to do with the show is keep it positive and just plan on, hey, we're moving forward, and come September, we're going to be playing football. And so as we do that, obviously, we got to talk about the can't-miss game. And so obviously this segment during the season is great, so we got to kind of pivot a little bit, but our can't-miss Game of the Week segment is brought to you by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And yes, we are going to be buying tickets to games here real soon, fans, so hang in there. Obviously, Iowa State's big game of the year is against their in-state rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes, but that's in Iowa City this year. So I want you, John, to kind of pick our can't-miss game on the Cyclone schedule. Which home game is the one that is can't miss, that fans need to circle and need to try to go to Tickets for Less and get their hands on some good seats?
That's a great question. There's seven really good choices on Iowa State's schedule, but if I was going to pick the home game that I would circle as can't miss, I'd have to say the Oklahoma game on October 17th. Number one, it's homecoming, which is always a very special tradition in a lot of college campuses, but at Iowa State, it really is a great, great tradition. And then you've got a tremendous opponent coming in Oklahoma, which will probably be the preseason pick to win the Big 12 conference again, as they usually are. And Iowa State and Oklahoma have had some really, really good battles here in the last few years. And of course, starting with Iowa State winning in Norman in 2017, that remarkable upset led by Kyle Kemp in his first career start as more than a 30-point underdog to go into Norman and win that game. But since then, the games have been very good as well. Last year's game, came down to a two-point conversion try and broken up by Oklahoma in the end zone. Otherwise, Iowa State gets out of Norman with another win over the Sooners. And so they had a tremendous comeback in that game. These games have been competitive. They've been fun. They've been high scoring. And with Brock Purdy returning at quarterback, I think we could see another shootout in that game. So I'd circle October 17th, homecoming, Iowa State and Oklahoma.
Oh, could you imagine that, boy? You know, listen, I'll tell you, I actually experienced a Big 12 homecoming game. It was covering the Missouri-Oklahoma game. And Oklahoma, I think, was number one at the time. And Mizzou shocked them. And that place went absolutely bonkers. So I could just imagine what would happen with the fans at Iowa State, some of the most crazed fans there are in the country. That would be a good, great, can't-miss game, because if the upset happened there, that would be, man, get your phone out, you know, shoot some video, because that's going to be an absolute madhouse.
Well, you know, let's hope that all this happens. And as we put the ingredients in the pot here and kind of stir it up, you know, I mentioned a couple of them. Homecoming, great opponent. You mentioned another one, just, you know, the big upset if it happens. And then I think the fourth ingredient that would really make this special is just all the pent-up energy that all those Iowa State fans, you know, waiting for something positive to happen here. And all of us are waiting for something very positive to happen. So if a moment like that happened and we were all able to celebrate it together, it truly would be special.
Yeah, that's great. That is our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less. Go to ticketsforless.com and remember the discount code of Big 12 Radio. John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, thanks so much for the visit and appreciate your time. Stay safe, my friend.
Yeah, same to you, Bill. It's always fun visiting with you. Thanks for having me.
We'll have more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Wrapping things up here on Big 12 this week. Congratulations to Vic Schaefer again, named the head basketball coach for Texas women's basketball. And then let's see, a couple of other notes here as we kind of wrap things up. This is an interesting...
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 this week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.